We couldn't agree with Daryl more about the idea of employers making individualized assessments when it comes to considering prospective employees. However, the problem is that you have individuals who have 20, 30, 40-year convictions, and some of them would be eligible for shielding in this bill. So if an individual is 40 years old and is going to apply for some, you know, entry-level position or any job for that matter, right? If he has a 40-year-old conviction for disturbing the peace, and since then, since he's completed his mandatory supervision, his probation, and any jail time that he got for that disturbing the peace, if he has not recommitted any additional crimes in that time period, then why should it matter? Why should that matter in the hiring process? Why should it matter 40 years later that an individual got disturbing the peace? How is that going to help an employer make a more educated decision on whether or not they should hire the employee? I mean, I completely agree when it comes to certain offenses, certain sexual offenses, certain violent offenses, you know, certain assault offenses, that there should be a higher level of scrutiny. But the majority of these offenses, if the state of Maryland decided that these offenses should be classified as nonviolent misdemeanor offenses, and, you know, if time has passed and these individuals have proven themselves and really want a clean slate, really want a fresh start, why should we hold something against them that's occurred years ago, especially if they've proven themselves?
If I could just say one more thing. I think, and we would agree, that something that's an old conviction, 20, 30 years old, of something of that nature, would not be the type of thing you would hold against someone in making a hiring decision. I think that it's more of the more recent ones. But so that is a factor that goes into making this individualized assessment that I'm talking about, is how old the conviction is. But more recent convictions certainly would be more relevant, and we think that this law, as it's written, screens out things that an employer should be able to take into account in determining whether a person's the best person for a job.